Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, is this New Leaf?
Ma'am, you
Hello.
left your number for a call back, so I'm returning your call.
Okay. Yes, I have an ice maker that I need service for.
Okay. Hold on just for a moment. All right. May I please have your zip code?
Zip code 85201.
And may I please type your first and last name?
Sue Zuber, Z-U-B-E-R.
Sue Zuber.
Yeah, Sue Zuber.
I see a Sue Gower.
Zuber, Z like zebra, U B E R.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I do not see your name in the system. You said it's
Do you want my phone number? Do you want my phone number?
Yes, ma'am. I can try
you
by your phone
it.
Number. 480-694-9195. Yes, ma'am. I'm still not finding you in the system.
I have no idea why. I've had people out half a dozen times to fix my ice maker.
Could it be under another name?
Then every invoice I have here has Sue, excuse me, Sue Zuber is the name on the invoice that I have from all these different repairs that I've had.
Yes, ma'am. First name S-U-E, last name Z-U-B-E-R. Zip code 85201.
Yes.
Phone number 480-694-9195, right?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. It's not pulling you up in the system.
Well, what can we do to rectify this? I'm
ma'am.
In the system. I bought a 4-year extended warranty for this thing.
And yes, ma'am, what website did you order on?
I bought it when I bought the ice maker, and it's supposed to be through New Leaf something.
Okay,
New
ma'am.
Leaf Service Center.
I'm gonna look and tell you if that's our company. No, ma'am, that is not in one of our companies. You have the wrong number, ma'am.
Well, it's the number that's on the paper, and it's the number I called 2 weeks ago. So that seems a little odd. Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to sit and wait on hold again. Thanks for not helping me with anything. Sorry.
Thank you.